Guess what? Neither did I. But that's not the point. The point is Cautious Clay.
Yeah, fuck whoever named
it. And that Rainbow band. Kitten Surprise.
Yeah, like I said, that band are my enemies.
This is the new Warped Tour error.
I don't know.
Are they still doing Warped Tour?
No, Warped Tour is done, I thought.
No, it was the last year. It was the last year.
Yeah, like ever, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But
now it's like the NoFX guys have some dumb
Punk and Drub, like, hey, listen, it was
No, fun. That one got canceled, and they have another one.
Did they? Did they have it?
Do you know why it got
canceled? Yeah,
because
he made
each other Las Vegas jokes.
Yeah, then he's like, I don't understand why anyone's mad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
So then they pulled his beer off the shelves, and they were like, we're not doing this beer with you
anymore. Well, first of all, fuck him for having a punk rock fest.
It's like expensive beer.
Based around expensive craft beer that costs like $50 to get into.
Was this in Brockton?
I saw it. I went.
It was in Brockton.
It was in Brockton?
Listen, I just want to let you know, I had nothing to do that day.
I was like, what are you doing at a NoFX, craft
bad
beer
religion
tasting?
Too?
Bad Religion? Yeah, okay, two things. I love Bad Religion.
And watch out for water.
Who am I even having a conversation with right now?
I love Bad Religion, I will not lie.
They're honestly one of my most hated bands of all time.
I could understand why. I only like two albums, but...
I just hate his fucking lyrics and his voice. I'm not about it. It's not even the band itself, it's like... Brett specifically, like, you annoy the crap out of
him. Personal problems with
him. No, I don't have any personal problems at all. I don't know the fucking guy.
Wasn't his name Greg Graffin?
I just think it's, whatever. But basically, his singing pisses me off to a large extent.
Yeah, and he's a college professor.
Yeah, well, his lyrics should be better then, because... that 21st century boy or whatever, ugh. That song makes me wish. Yeah, that's what.
It's like them shaking their fists the whole video.
That song makes me wish I was born with no ears. That's not a good song. That's the dumbest chorus I've ever heard in my entire life.
We have different views. I never said it was a perfectly good written song. I take it for what it is. I never claim to like good things.
I would just have to listen to it at work in the mall, like. Well, I was hungover, I'm like, I just want to punch the lead singer of Bad Religion in the face.
Stop, you just sit there and avidly think about punching him in the face.
I do. I fucking hate that band.
Okay, so I also, you know, I don't mind going to see NoFX. Like, he's kind of funny watching him be stupid on stage, to be honest.
I would probably have a better time going to see them than going to see Bad Religion.
I didn't... When I went there,
I honestly like NoFX more as a band than Bad Religion, which is hilarious to me because I... only like maybe three albums by NoFX ever, so
I have most of them on vinyl.
You have like the earlier shit, the skate thrash shit.
Yeah, I have the 7-inches too.
That's sick.
With like, well, they fit like 30 songs on one 7-inch.
That shit's good. They have like a different singer and stuff. The one with like the skull with the heroin needle between its teeth in the front of it. That shit is awesome. But it's weird how like a lot of those bands just mutated into
they're just kind of like.
Like, that's not really NoFX.
It's like mainstream punk.
Yeah, like, if you like, look at the lineup of people on, like, the first NoFX record.
Pop punk.
That's not the same people that are in the band now. Like, it's just that Fat Mike asshole.
The first time I ever saw NoFX, he was like, I'm fucking drunk. And then somebody threw a full can of beer, and it slapped him, like, right in the boob.
Yeah,
and
he's like, my boobs and my Jenko pants, no!
He was like, try hit me harder, asshole!
You remember that phase of like every time you'd see NoFX on something, like he just had some sort of Jenko like tent pants on?
Listen, I don't blame him. I went through a Jenko phase too. I will not tell a lie.
Okay, but you weren't 40 years old. That's you know what I'm saying? Like even in like 2005, that motherfucker was 40 years old wearing fucking tent pants.
He was old when we were young.
With like selling his t-shirts at Hot Topic and shit, you know? He was like a geezer back
then. Also in a...
Do they still sell NoFX t-shirts at Hot Topic?
I don't know. I don't go on Hot Topic.
I don't go on Hot Topic either. I work at Newbury Comics.
In the same vicinity.
I decided to keep my job with Newbury for one night a week. But no, yeah, Jenko jeans. I had them.
So point of that NoFX rant is the guy started another... He has another fest going already, does he not? There's this fucking... It's another craft beer fake pop punk fest. Fucking the Fat Mike, or whatever his name is.
NoFX guy. Didn't know that.
Yeah, totally.
I knew he got dropped.
It's called Camp... Okay, this is what it's called. It's called Camp Anarchy. Which immediately...
Oh, wait, yes,
suck
you're right.
My ass. What no, the wait. Fuck is that? Hold Camp on. Anarchy?
So that was actually a brainchild of last...
It's got like the Offspring on it and
it's
like,
in Ohio.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, because they did
and
that.
And that's where it should stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You fucking stay there, Offspring. You stay there and you die, all right?
No, so listen.
Oh, here is Camp Anarchy, camping music, and craft beer.
They did. So the craft beer
that
thing.
That was a dad voice from all the 80-year-olds that'll be
at least. That was supposed to be Punkin' Drublic because that's what they did last year.
Oh, so he just literally changed the name.
He just changed the name because he was
dropped.
He's
like, clearly no one will realize I'm the same fat
asshole.
These
are cool stickers.
I mean, there are a couple of good bands on this, like The Damned are playing it, X is playing it.
X is pretty sick.
Off is playing it. That Off is honestly one of my favorite live bands.
Fear is kind of cool.
Rancid, depending what they're playing, like,
I don't know.
The Damned. I would go to this if I got free tickets.
Off.
But I would also still throw beers at NoFX.
Voodoo Glow Skulls is not as good as everybody makes them out to
be. If you're really piss-ass drunk, they're fun to see live.
If you're a business drunk. I guess I'll never have that fun
the
then.
The Offspring have not made a good record in
since 1995.
Yeah, at least. I like how Dodgeball and S'mores are two of the main things advertised in the Camp Anarchy.
Sign me up.
Yeah. This is, no, literally, like, it's a list of all the bands, and then it says, plus, I'm going to read this in a monster truck voice.
Please.
Plus, craft beer tastings, Dodgeball, games, s'mores, and more.
Wait, can you? I'm sorry.
S'mores and more?
In Legend Valley, Thornfield, Ohio.
That honestly sounds like an actual real radio commercial. I feel like
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, it's like I should be working for a car dealership.
You should. I think you...
Hey, fucking Camp Anarchy, 3-day punk rock camp out. Hire me to do a monster truck-esque commercial for you.
Can you do that in Spanish for us, please?
I don't know. I don't know any Spanish.
Yes, sí.
Translate it for me. I'll read it. I'll read it in like a soccer announcer voice.
I'm not.
Shake your fingers to
yeah.
this guy.
Man, look at the fucking drawing for this fest. The more like I look at this, the more references I get in it, and the more it pisses me off. Like, okay, the main logo is kind of rip off of Salute Your Shorts. Remember that show?
Of course I do.
The Camp Anarchy thing.
But Nick.
I wish I could bring it up on the screen right now, but remember like at the beginning how they had the stupid wooden post where it says Camp Onawana?
I do continuously sing the theme song in my head almost weekly.
Like I'll be taking a dump and I'm just singing that theme song myself. And I haven't seen that show in 20 plus years.
At least 20 years.
Yeah. Figure I'm going to be like 35 in a few months.
It's destroyed.
I haven't seen it since I was probably 10. Yeah.
No one has.
Nor has anyone from the show. Or
not even Donkey Lips.
Not even Ugg. Ugg was like, I won't be at Camp Anarchy this year.
But,
you find out Ugg is the guy from The Offspring.
Yeah. I can't finish unless I get me some Ugg.
Yeah. You know, Ugg was kind of dressed like the guy from The Offspring anyway, if you really think about it.
Hey,
Dexter Holland.
Yeah. He kind of had like the stupid...
This is cool.
Like the blonde hair and goofy face and... Kind
I have
of
no
like
good use
beach
for your
asshole
awesome
clothing on. He could be like Dexter Holland's shitty older brother. Ugg Holland. Oh man, a lot of bands on this that I'm just...
No, because they had no choice. Well, I guess everybody can shit on them all they want. I don't know.
Didn't the old one have like better bands on it too? Like wasn't Descendants on this shit?
No, Descendants are usually by themselves, I feel like.
I'm telling you, man, I think Descendants were on this originally. When it had
I
the
don't
other
think
name.
So. I'd like gone to see them.
They play a lot of sellout ass events, though.
They do.
They were like a Warped Tour band all day long.
They just played in Worcester.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if somebody paid me to go on tour, I'd fucking do it too.
I'm not shitting in their mouth about it.
I like how you say I'm not shitting in their mouth.
Well, we're talking about
tickets worth $60.
Yeah.
For what?
Descendants.
When I saw them last time, I think they were
for
only 40.
Even 40, I think, is steep for them. Like, they're awesome, but they play too long. They play for, like, a fucking hour.
He wears, like, a camel bag.
Yeah.
He just old mans it.
I really feel like they should just play for, like, a half hour and crank out all the bangers, you know? They kind of pull the old guy thing where they're like, we need to show you this whole new record. And I'm like, you really don't. You need to show me, like, maybe one song from it.
Listen, let me tell you. None of their new records have been...
The
great.
Newest one was okay, I thought.
Hyper,
yeah.
Spasification.
It was a little bit overhyped, I would say, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't like shitty songs on it or anything.
I enjoyed.
Yeah.
I like the Descendants. I like all.
I like all too.
I really
am one of the few people that discovered all before the Descendants.
Okay.
And
I did not. On, exact reverse, like years later. I don't know about all.
They were on a skateboarding video game.
Which one?
I cannot recall. I'm trying to think.
Not the first Tony.
Or it was another. It was another kind of like extreme sport video game. It was either that or a punk compilation. But Worlds on Heroin, I think, was the first
they
all
were on
song.
Fuckloads of compilations. That was
they were all
bands.
Over compilations
because they were touring.
It like, might have been. It might even been a Fat Records compilation.
Probably, yeah.
But let me think. Worlds on Heroin was the first all song that I heard, and then I remember being in Northampton visiting my aunt. And she'd always take us to, like, cool record stores and stuff like that. And I found an all CD, Mass Nerder, and that had World on Heroin on it, as long and as well as a...
I find that to be their most tolerable album.
Think the World, and it's a polished record. It like, really
that's,
is.
That's what I don't like about them, and I also don't like how many lineup changes there are
but
in
this
really
is the
short
one,
time periods.
This is after... I think it's with Dave Smalley... is the singer during...
Oh, really?
On that record. I'm not sure. Maybe not.
Huh, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really super familiar with that band outside of listening to a couple of records of them when I was younger. And not also, like, listening to them and not not realizing that it's the same people as Descendants, because I also didn't know that.
I did not, and I didn't know that until years later.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know, like, all those guys from, like, Descendants and Black Flag and shit, I didn't know a lot about most of the people in those bands besides, like, the main dudes from those bands for a long time.
Yeah, one the guitarist like, for the Descendants plays in Black Flag.
Well, it was the drummer. It was the drummer was in both. The drummer writes everything for Descendants, Bill Stevenson.
Correct.
Yeah. So every album you hear from them, he wrote all that shit.
I saw him live when I saw
this is their seventh record. It's a staggering.
They shit out a bunch of records in a row. Like in a when did they come out? Like mid '90s, early '90s.
After the Descendants broke.
Well, there's a Descendants album called All, and then
correct,
and then the band All exists after Milo like quit for the
All's first record looks like 1988.
They were like, "Fuck Milo, fuck him."
All Roy Says is the debut album. From the band All, released 1988.
So they would just do All, and then, like, when Milo could do the band again, in between college shit, he would come back and then do Descendants, essentially.
89.
I watched that documentary, but that was, like, 3 years ago.
It was a great documentary. And then it was, like, that douchebag Mike, Fat Mike from NoFX, is that it's, like, no one. He's, like, no one prefers All over the Descendants. He's like, no one does.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just one of the most...
They don't. No, who?
He it does. Was,
besides you. Yeah.
Until I heard the Descendants, I think that would have been true.
Yeah.
But the Descendants just works so... so good. Yeah, but you're right. Like, they put out 7-8 records.
Some of them are very forced and, like, shat
exactly.
out, I feel like.
Because the drummer writes everything.
He
finds,
and he
tries to find a singer. Tour.
Like, he didn't care about having a regular life because he'd been playing in bands since he was a fucking teenager. So
did you guys see there's a new documentary out now. It's on Agnostic Front.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet, but I kind of want to get a tab of acid before I watch it.
Because
I already love... Okay, like, I love Agnostic Front, but I love making fun of them as well, because it's, like, going to the fucking...
It was really good. But what I love about them is that they're, like, wicked fucking Italian.
Oh, yeah, they're huge. Well,
I
actually,
got this tattooed by the guitar player from Agnostic Front.
Oh, Vinny did that one for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down in New York City.
He's a fucking character, huh? That guy's, like, fucking literally a cartoon character.
Yeah, so he called this tattoo shop, and he was, like, fucking with them, and he was like, I have a big pussy pimply back, and I want you to, like... put a big tattoo, like, right on it, like, right on my back. He was, like, fucking with them for, like, 10 minutes.
Have you ever met that guy before?
No.
He's literally, like, a living, like, a human pit bull. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. He's built like a pit bull, basically.
Yeah, the documentary was really good.
Half his fucking comments don't make any goddamn sense.
When I went to...
Just a blabbering Italian man.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
I went to Arlene's Grocery for a show for a day following Seoshin down there when they were touring on their first EP. And I was, like, right out of high school and went down. They were playing at Arlene's Grocery, which is a great little venue in the city. And right around the corner was the tattoo shop. I had no idea it had anything to do with Agnostic Front. But
just wandered in.
I wandered into this place where on the walls is...
He was like, hey, New York hardcore.
They
don't believe in the letter R.
They don't do first-time tattoos. That's one thing that I didn't know. They don't do
first. I didn't know they had rules about that.
Well, everyone there's that goes there gets to like their fucking neck and face, and
it's a lot of rules.
Yeah.
At this place.
It's a lot of rules for a hardcore tattoo place, Vinny. What the fuck, bro?
It's called New York City Hardcore Tattoo.
It's New York, right?
And the chairs were old dentist chairs from like the 60s. So they're just like these rickety fucking horror movie kind of. Like they're not comfortable.
Yeah, that really. Little Italian bastard probably got them from the dentist he went to
for like, sure.
The 70s.
Yeah. For sure. And all over the wall is just pictures of murder scenes, like, or sculptures of like
heart. He's like, yeah, I killed heart, that guy.
Of like a heart with like a knife through it, you know what I mean? But it's like a fucking bleeding down the wall, and it's like just crazy. It was jarring, and he just basically threw his knee into the other side of my chest and just stuck and just fucking
like,
carved
me. You talk to the guy, he's like half slapping the crap out of you.
Carved
you
know? Me
like,
up.
He's like the guy that has to like slap the shit out of you on the back like the whole time you're talking to
this
him.
This is like 13 years old.
Yeah.
And it's just still like real. I mean, it's the best tattoo I've ever gotten. Healed the best, looks the best still.
He's been doing it for, you know, since the 80s. So.
For sure. I want to go back and get some more work done by him.
Yeah, he was probably one of the first. That whole band was some of the first people I ever met from a hardcore band as a little kid. Like, I probably wouldn't be into that shit if not for them. Even though I do, the shit sucks. Like, that's all I could think of. Just a pack of gorillas just murdering each other in the middle of New York City.
Kind of sounds like a Madball show.
Actually, it worked. Okay, I like how I'm just going to go on a rant and just piss off a bunch of New York people right now. Madball is fucking hilarious. And not in a good way. Like, I've been making fun of that band for a long ass time. And I remember working for them. I'm not going to say where or when. A lot of the guys in the band are very nice. Freddie Madball is a white iced tea. Fuck that guy. Guy walked in with a do-rag on and, like, a fucking Adidas jumpsuit and, like, cornrows. And I was and just started, like, trying to bark orders at people. And I was like, this guy is a fucking dork, dude. Like, I don't know. There's my Madball review. So put that in your pipe.
That's and just the, your pipe their entire career. Their entire career is
iced tea
summed up to white iced tea.
Yep,
you heard it here first. That's sad.
Yep, good old dad ball.
Dad ball.